Good evening, family. Tonight's scripture will be coming from Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word as I pass the call.
Well, 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 here we are again, my victors. Thank you all for taking time out to call in to Friday Night Live. It's such a blessing and an honor just to spend time with you. I'm grateful. I know this week for me has been real shaky with those earthquakes, but we made it through. So I'm just giving God praise and showing an attitude of gratitude. Because he's good and he's God. And I want to say thank you to my sister, Bubbly, for always just showing up, greeting, and being so warm. And for Rhoda, for filling in the gap for Sister Diane tonight, because I'm going to tell her business. She cupcaking, y'all. 23 years of marriage, so her and her husband, Wayne, are just celebrating each other. I was blessed to witness. He came up to the job yesterday and surprised her, and he bought her 2 dozen red roses and a box of candy, and he sat and laughed with us. And so it's just beautiful to show that God can show us real examples of marriage. So I just want to continue to lift that couple up, and I have to thank God right now for him making a change in Lamar Odom's condition. So I know we're praying for that blessing, that testimony that I know is coming from that whole situation. And for everybody that went through some trying stuff this week, thank God we made it to today. So I'm going to go ahead and just get started on this little share. As Bubbly said, mute your line if you haven't already and just kind of unwind, take a deep breath. Relax and lend me your ears and try to receive what I'm saying, because it's kind of, it's just deedy. I'm just going to go ahead and share it. So here we go. And I actually titled it, because I never really title anything, but I was led to title this As I Am. Whew, okay. Father, I just thank you for another opportunity to share with your people, God. I thank you for using me just to reach those that I'm led to reach, God. And I thank you for my sisters and brothers on the line, and continue to bless each and every one of them as we go into our weekend. Keep them safe. Those that are traveling, cover them with your grace and mercy, God. And I'm just thanking you in advance for some good praise reports that we got. And I'm not sharing them because they're not my story to share, but I'm thanking you for just good reports. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Okay. We need to discover the root behind our problems, passed down through the generations, and those diseases derived from someone in our generations that had spiritual issues. How many times have you heard something said by a seasoned saint, whether it be a relative, friend, church member, etc., that really had your eyebrows in upright position? This is a spiritual bondage that can be passed down from one generation to another. Many of us have some deep-rooted shame, and the devil tells us that we're worse off than we really are, or maybe not at the same level as Sister So-and-so or Brother Deacon Jones. Or some were raised in such a way that if the pastor said it, that settled it, even if it wasn't in not one of the 66 books in the Bible. Or maybe Big Mama was on the mother's board and the rule was that no matter what happens inside the house was going to stay in the house. Well, at least until Sunday morning testimony service, and then it became church business. Not all the time and not everything, but sometimes and some things. There's some hidden stuff, though, that never gets out. And so it stays hidden deep inside the hearts and minds of some, and they never grow into the emotional or spiritual strong Christian that they should be. Well, this evening, I want us to kind of talk about an issue among believers. Why have so many Christians given up on the church? Some are not even CMEs anymore, meaning they don't go Christmas, Mother's Day, or Easter. I have so many that share with me that although they were raised up in the church, they were not truly taught how to pray. Really? How to just pray? Or either I hear that they were drug babies, drug to church, but never understood clearly what it meant to be a Christian. Some were taught to memorize scripture for that Sunday school lesson so you can recite it, or for that Easter or that Christmas program, yet never taught to study the scriptures to get a proper understanding in order to apply it to the cares of life. Y'all know I was recently told something, and it kind of shook me for a minute, and I had to realize where it was coming from. What I was told by a real seasoned saint was that unless a couple is married inside of a church, the marriage is not going to be blessed by God, and it won't last. Imagine that look on my face, because, you know, I was married in Maui the second time, and the first time I was married at Snowbuild, and so I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. And then for me to realize that some believers, no matter how seasoned they are, don't know a thing about spiritual warfare. The list of old church stuff is endless. Maybe you've heard some stuff or even shared some stuff that was told to you. I heard Brother Cornell from San Francisco this morning when he said Christian catchphrases. Yep, that. I loved how he said it because it's true. What I've come to realize is that the only true way of getting a clearer understanding and knowing for yourself is to study the Word for yourself, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says that. That way you're not just a hearer or a reader, but you become a doer as well, and you learn how to apply God's Word to your life. Also, we must be careful not to be ignorant, as it says in Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priest for me. Now, if you are a victor, and I mean like Ms. D said, and you've been on a call for 15 minutes and looking for the book of Genesis in the back of the book, you need to study. As my pastor Brown says, study, 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 pray, pray, pray. That's the only way to get through this life. You know, I want to share with you guys what happened to me recently, and it kind of affected me, but I'm going to tell you the story, and then we'll talk about it. So I talked to this young man that I've known for quite a few years, and he comes from a huge family of church-going, Bible-toting, revival-throwing, shouting heaven down, shut-in having folks. I mean generational church-goers. No shade, it just is what it is. I mean family members on every board, and I really think his great-granddaddy nailed the first board to the church building, I'm just saying, from my memory. Anyway, with all that being said, through a chance meeting up at a car wash one morning, he said to me, how come you always so upbeat and positive? I'm like, now before any of y'all, Brother Eric, Lavelle, any of y'all start laughing like I did when he said it because he was talking to me, I said, me? Always upbeat and positive? Child, let me tell you, that must be the God in me. Yep, I did use that Mary Mary lyric on him because I was stuck. I'm like, because I wasn't even in an upbeat, positive mood as I was sitting there talking to him, to be honest. Because like I keep trying to tell y'all, I have a kind heart but a bad attitude. I just wanted to get my car clean because it's black. I went from a silver car to a black car, and somebody should have told me. I can't stand the dust that it collects. All I really wanted to do was sit there, play Monster Busters, and just be left alone, sip on my cup of Ethiopian blend coffee from Pete's. But no, he wanted to talk to me about being positive and upbeat. I'm like, then here comes this question. You still go to Ricky Nutt's church? Well, a lot of folks know my pastor because he's an icon in the Vallejo school. So I said, yeah, that's my dude. I love my church because that's how I talk. He said, well, I need to roll through because you always have a smile on your face and always have something nice to say. Can you please mute your phone? Thank you. Okay, so after I regained my composure, I shared my church information, the time to start and everything, and I also told him about Declare Victory and all the other ministries birthed out of Declare Victory. I said, we have something for everybody. We have daily prayer at 6 a.m., 7 days a week. Then on Monday evenings, we have a Marriage Matters call that speaks to the truth of what a marriage is. it's much more than the wedding. It's a really good cause. And on Tuesday, we have a Bible study that is so explosive. It's called TNT. And it's taught by my baby brother, Pastor Lavelle Jones. You need to really call in. Wednesday, we have a 5 p.m. power call after a day of fasting for purpose and believing God for whatever we're looking for him to do for us. And we have a Wednesday evening call, but it's kind of in it's restructure, so I'll give more information to you on that. And Thursday nights, we have a men of value call for all the brothers and men, so make sure you call in on that one, and then call for all the women, working women in the Word, walk it out. Then on Friday, we wrap it up with Friday Night Live. I said, I host that call, so, but it's a forum for us to unwind, close out the week. It gets real, raw, relatable. No subject is off limits. There's no judgment. It's just a place to share, to grow, to pour out, to get a word, and to laugh. I said, we do a lot of laughing, but it's a love thing. It's a safe place to get some healing and to start really walking this life out. We have a radical good time, too, and on a Friday night. Who does that? I said, us Victors, just like that. I said, and also know that we're not a church. We're just a bunch of Jesus freaks with 99 problems, but the devil ain't one because we are serious about this thing. You know, as I sat there, I was like, okay, I'm done. Hopefully they will signal him, let him come get his car so I can sit here and just, you know, play Monster Busters and keep doing what I'm doing. It's Saturday morning. I just need some time to myself. I heard the Holy Spirit say, hey, ask him, does he believe in me? I ignored the Holy Spirit, y'all. Yes, I did. Then he said, hey, ask him, does he know Jesus? Oh, come on, man, I'm thinking to myself, he's going to think I'm crazy. He just, you know, I know he's raised up in a church. I know all his church history. He got to know. Yeah, but ask him, does he really know? I'm like, whew, here we go. I said, you believe in God? I wasn't no punk. I was just like, you know, we kind of know each other, so I'm assuming. That's why you never should assume. He said, I had to go to church. I said, but have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? He looked at me. He said, I remember going to the altar, and I remember somebody laying hands on me, and I got some oil slapped on my forehead. The reverend shook my hand and everything and told me to go and be blessed. But I don't really know. This is real. This really happened. I said, okay, so you're not sure. I said, but you want to be sure? And he was like, yeah, I would like to know for sure. So I said, it starts with simply accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Romans 10:9 promises that. Know that the one who created you loves you no matter what you've done. If there's nothing you can do, he loves you. He wants you to experience his everlasting love. So he did. We prayed. He accepted the Lord right there. He said, Lord, I thank you. With tears in his eyes, this brother was had tears in his eyes. He said, I thank you. He said, you know, I knew it was something special about you. For years, I see you with your children, and I knew that you is something about you, especially when I see with your mom, because you always just like you have peace. I'm sitting here going, wow, really? And I said, thank you, Lord, for letting my light shine bright enough for this young man to see. Because to be honest, he's seen me in a few different environments over the years. And if I keep it 100 with y'all, this young man has seen me, Didi, giving the refs the blues. As my son and nephews played basketball, I'm that parent that, because they were flagrant fouls. I probably got almost ejected a few times because I'm serious about this thing. He's seen me at happy hour, yes, because I'm transparent, at a couple of concerts, just out. But the fact that he saw the love of Christ in me through all of that, all my flaws, being irregular, crazy, over the top, do too much, personality bigger than most, he still saw enough in me that he asked me, or we talked about getting to know God for himself. That blessed me tremendously. I also have the Message Bible, and I was reading in that. So thank you, Rhoda, for reading Romans 10:9. I'm going to read what I got out of the Message Bible because I like the way it breaks it down. It said, Moses wrote that anyone who insists on using the law code to live right before God soon discovers it's not easy. Every detail of life regulated by fine print. But trusting God to shape the right living in us is a different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah. No dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God, Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul, God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God setting things right, and then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Scripture reassures us, no one who trusts God like this, heart and soul, will ever regret it. It's exactly the same no matter what a person's religious background may be, the same God for all of us, acting the same incredibly generous way to everyone who calls out for help. Everyone who calls help, God gets help. Simple enough. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear if nobody tells them? And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? That's why Scripture exclaims, a sight to take your breath away, grand possessions of people telling all the good things of God. See, this is why I'm grateful that God created me to reach the folks on the other side of the street. You know, the ones that may not look like a saint or talk the church language or even know how to do the sanctuary show. This encounter with this young man who's pretty young, probably young enough to be my son, but he actually saw compassion in me. When we reach out to others, we can reach out and touch others by concentrating on what they are saying or not saying. We are his hands here on earth. We can make a difference in the lives of others that may not know the Lord, have never had a desire, or maybe have been brought up in church but never got introduced to Jesus. The phrase, God is no respecter of persons, means that his dealings with a man are not based on outward appearance, position, rank, wealth, or nationality. Exactly what does it mean that God is impartial? God offers salvation to every man, no matter what external circumstances, such as a social and economic status. Jesus hung out with broken, raggedy, hot mess folks like me. Folks that didn't have it all together. God shows favor, not favoritism. The Bible clearly tells us in Acts 10:34 and Romans 2:11 that God does not show favoritism. He does not prefer one person over another. We usually favor people who also favor us. In the same way, God shows favor to the ones who delight and connect with and give honor to him, Isaiah 66:2. Says to favor me is having God's undeserving, unmerited blessings surround you like a force field because you are his child, a child of the Most High God, the Creator. God needs us to take the limit off of him. He needs us to show ourselves strong. We need to brag on God. We must guard our thoughts and keep our minds focused on victory. Remember, he loves you just the way you are. You don't have to get right enough for his love. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans 5:8. That's so dope to me. As Christians, we are called to tell the good news to other people. It is God's decision to decide what happens to people who haven't heard about him. But it's our decision to take bad news to as many people as possible. And the Bible says we'll be held more responsible because we have heard and we have known that God is love, that God wants a relationship with us, and that God will forgive us if we give our lives to Jesus Christ. So if God is a perfect, loving, and righteous God, then he will figure out ways to help people understand him. He somehow reveals the simple truth of the gospel to people throughout the world. When you look at nature, you learn that God is organized, that God is creative, that God likes variety. But it's when we look at Jesus Christ, we realize that God is a loving God. So what do we do about those who haven't heard? We simply tell them, as I've stated before in previous declarations. First, we accept God's good news, and then we tell them, and we leave the result in the hands of a fair, loving, and just God. Imagine if God could have made us all the same. Imagine that. Love is a choice. So when God gave us the freedom to choose, he gave us not only our greatest blessing, but he also gave us our greatest curse, because when we can choose to do right or we can choose to do wrong. You see, there's a difference between religion and a relationship with God. Jesus is not interested in the religion of Christianity. He's interested in you having a relationship to him. Jesus never said, I've come that you may have religion. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I want to quote my little brother in Christ, Ricky, Pastor J. Nutt. It's Pastor Nutt's son. He's an amazing pastor as well. He said, it's a great comfort to know that no matter how bad I've been, my salvation is secure based on how good Jesus was. My sin was exchanged for his righteousness, and my shame was traded for his glory. Not a fair exchange, but his intent. Not what I deserve, but what he desired. Saved by grace. Tell somebody, y'all, how good God is. Amen. As we walk into the Friday Night Live discussion, who's on the line? That's it.
Hey, cousin. Good evening. It's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiff.
Hey.
Hey, it's Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. Lady Cindy.
Awesome,
hey,
Dee. Awesome. Cousin. Awesome decoration.
I miss you so much. We have to get together.
I miss you guys, too. Yes, ma'am. We do.
I miss you, too, Tiffany, but I haven't talked to Lady Cindy. Hey, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for listening. Anybody else?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's me, Mary.
Hey, me, Mary Sugarfoot.
I like that declaration. That was good. That was good. I like that. That
Thank
was good.
You. You know, Diana's on her cupcake with her husband, so hootie hoo.
Oh, yay. Okay.
I'm excited for her. I told her she better not get pregnant because I'm not keeping the old baby. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not. It ain't even a mm-mm. I don't care. I'm not keeping the old baby. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, anybody else call in?
Mom Quisha.
Mom Quisha in his house. Hey, Gail.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing,
hey,
sugar?
Georgia.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. I love you, too.
Anybody else?
Georgia.
Hey, Georgia. That's my girl, y'all. She can sing. So we're going to have a CD come out together when she let me sing with her. Love you,
hey,
Georgia. Man. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? No more pathetic words from Pastor Lavelle. He cannot give us another pathetic word tonight. I'm kind of done with him. That's it. Everybody? Anybody? Somebody? Scream!
Woo!
Okay, I'm sorry.
Any questions, comments? Anybody have anything to share about how simple the steps of salvation really are, and we sometimes make it harder? And this really tripped me out because I'm hearing it's a lot to it, because I'm not sure why so many people. Dana, hey, wait a minute, I got to understand this. Are leaving the church? Can somebody unmute? Bubbly, can you make sure nobody's muted? I'm getting texts that they're muted. Folks is muted, and they didn't mute theyself.
I didn't do it. Did somebody else from IT do that? Because I didn't do it.
She said she was quiet. She was muted me. Anybody able to unmute? Well, do you know the process? Who's Darth Vader on the phone? Okay, let me see. You see the board, Bob?
No, I don't do it.
Oh, okay, somebody, so let me see. If you hang up and call again, do you get unmuted? Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. Welcome to Friday Night Live. Thank you for calling.
Deborah invited me, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bubbly, for inviting Adrian. Would you like to share anything?
I'm not sure what we're sharing. I know that I've learned that to be a disciple of Christ means you want to be just like him. In other words, when people see you, they shouldn't see any difference between you and Christ. And that your walk is, should be in love, and not according to what you think, but according to the love that God has placed in us. So my desire is to be like him. And when someone sees me, they see him in me, and they see the love that he's placed in me.
Oh, hey, Amen, Adrian. Well said. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for calling, too. Hope you call back when you get a chance. Thank you for sharing and opening your mouth, Adrian. And Bubbly, thank you for inviting us. Is there anyone else that want to share?
Good evening. This is Sabrina.
Hey, Bree.
Hey,
I was muted and I was quiet. I don't understand.
I didn't mute you because I don't have muting capability. But thank you, Sister N. Did you want to share?
I feel like I've been through the storm and the rain, but I didn't make it through the mute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't do it.
I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed the declaration. Glad to be here. I can't always make it on Friday, but it blessed me. It reminded me of one of my favorite songs. They'll know we're Christians by our love. And this love is action word, and sometimes we have to take off ourselves to be the only Jesus that people may come in contact with. So I'm so proud of you. Thank you for the reminder.
And thank you, sister, for calling, because I do know how busy your schedule is so that you took your time out to call in on a Friday night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Anything for you.
I love you, sis. Thank you.
I love you, too, babe.
Can I address that?
Hello?
Could I address that?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
This is my belief. I believe that love is a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
It's a level that where you trust God and you don't have fear. Because if you look at the disciples were with Christ all the time. My pastor said one time, are you with Christ or are you in him?
Mm-hmm.
And being with him means you're with him, but you don't totally trust him.
Right.
Because if you look at the disciples, they were with him, and he told them what they could do, but they didn't totally trust.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in him, it's like a storm that comes around you. It's like you don't fear, you don't worry, because you know how safe you are in him.
Right.
And so I think that level, that a state of being and love is that place where we're in him. And that we don't fear for ourselves anymore. We love
girl,
him so much. We recognize the love that he has for us.
Somebody was talking. I can't hear that loud. Can you mute your line? Brother Jeff.
Brother Jeff, is that you? Would you please mute your line?
Brother Adrian, that's beautiful what you said. So in order for those that don't necessarily know Christ or have been, you know, a lot of what I'm, and this declaration came because I know a lot of people, like I'm sure you do too, but so many people have been wounded, so they've kind of strayed away. So we want to get them turned back, if that makes any sense. So I hear what you're saying, but as far as how do we show others that love?
How do we show others that love?
Mm-hmm. And be authentic and not just, you know, because sometimes I know you can show up at some churches and churches are loving for that service or whatever, and you may go out in the community, and I'm not saying PFBC does it, because I also love PFBC as well as my church, but sometimes those same people that do the church thing, you may walk into them in the store and they don't have that same love, or they're not showing that same love. You know what I'm saying? So how do we that know him continue to show those that are trying to get to know him, or some, you know, how do we do that? How do we draw others to him?
Well, for me, one of the things that helped me start paying more attention to how I respond and react
mm-hmm.
is that how can you see the mote in your brother's eye and not the plank in your own?
Right.
And if you look at the analogy of that, a mote is really small and a plank is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so first I have to make sure that I'm where I'm supposed to be and I'm not judging that person because
right.
I don't know what that person has been through. I don't know what they've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So as Christ did, he loved the people no matter what. Even
right.
though he knew the sin, he said we're to hate the sin, not the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so for our walk, we have to, for those that cuss us out, call us all kind of names, treat us bad, we still have to treat them in love. We still have to do things that most people be like, I wouldn't do it for them, but we have to do it because we are who Christ has put out here. We're the doors that he's placed out here for people to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we walk, it's like we might not always be happy with how we're treated. But then we have to look at how he was treated and when he was here, because he was around people that knew who he was and they still treated him bad. They still disbelieved him, spit on him, and did all kind of things. So are we any better that we can't accept this? I mean, for us to walk in love, we have to walk in love regardless of how the people say what they do, how they treat us. Mm-hmm. Because love is forgiving. Love is compassionate.
Right. Amen. I agree with you. Good stuff. Anybody else want to share or have something to add to? Or
Sister Dee Dee.
Yes, Brother Jeff. Hey there, Saj.
Now, when you were at the car wash, getting mm-hmm. your car wash, mm-hmm. and you and the young brother, I can't say how old he was, but you all.
Well, he's young, because I'm young. Okay, go ahead.
You know, and he grew up in a church setting, you know, mm-hmm. Family members on the board and everything. Like he said, he was made to go to church.
Right.
And once the Holy Spirit asks you to ask him that question, did he have a relationship with Christ, I heard you say he – could you share that part again? Because I sort of missed
something. Which part didn't you hear? What part?
The after you asked him –
What his response was?
Yeah, because did you say he was in tears or something?
Well, he got teary-eyed because he really thought about his life and growing up in church, and that he didn't know for sure. He knew that he had gotten, you know, he went into a prayer line, and how, you know, they'll lay hands on you or put some blessed oil on you and pray over you, but he didn't know if he really knew Jesus. He just knew that he was going to church, and he still, you know, goes to church. They're a church-going family. I know them all, and I have to tweak the story a little bit because I don't ever want to say any names of people, but yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, because, see, there was a time in my walk with Christ, mm-hmm. you know, when if someone would have asked me that same question,
mm-hmm.
I would have immediately felt convicted because, mm-hmm. because like I wasn't totally committed to him.
Right.
You know, I was still very prideful. Mm-hmm. I was still a whole lot of my ego, and I was the way that I was living was not the way that a Christian would live, that, you know, like, okay, that I was claiming to be a Christian, but mm-hmm. I was giving the Christian a bad name.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
You know, so that just, see, now today, if someone asks me today that, do you know Christ? Do you know him?
You know, without a doubt, don't you?
I can say yes.
Yep.
You know, I do have a relationship with him because in order for me to really minister to someone else that we want to draw into Christ, I have to pray to God that I die daily.
Right.
So that and God, he said, look, Jeff, in order for you to die daily for that carnal minded and that flesh to die, you have to get into my word.
Mm-hmm.
It is my word that's going to do the cleansing and the sanctifying.
Right.
So when they see what they see in you, it won't be you, it'll be me. It'll be his word, it'll be his spirit. By his spirit, I'll be able to minister and draw them in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for the type of person that I am,
mm-hmm.
it's a rugged and rough process, cuz I'm kicking and screaming all the way to the surrender.
Right.
To the surrender. And so I, you know, it's like someone else may plant a seed, and someone else may come by and water the seed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and but it's all through the power and the spirit of Christ. It has really nothing to do with my flesh.
Right.
I'm so Oh my goodness, God,
well,
help
I think
me.
That like for me, and that's why I wanted to share it, because everybody that truly knows me knows that I'm pretty open. I don't try to be, you know, I'm not one way at church or another way. I try to keep a balanced life because I know that people are watching me. So I don't have a persona. I don't pretend to be this real deep, because that's not who God created me to be. I'm just Dee Dee, and whoever I reach, thank God. But what blessed me is that, and I'm being honest when I say that, those who know me, Niecy, I'm glad she's not on the line, but when my son and my nephews play basketball, I'm serious about that thing. So I probably wasn't always, you know, showing, like Brother Adrian mentioned, the Christ-likeness. Not that I was profanity and all that stuff, but I my attitude was bad because I was like, you're not just going to be dirty macking my son, calling this stuff not right. So I was very vocal, but this young man saw me in different environments, and for him to still see the light in me, that blessed me. So that's really all I wanted to convey to you all, is that sometimes we think that we're not right enough, or our light's not bright enough, or there's so much stuff that we got to do. And no, sometimes we do too much. Sometimes we overdo it and we turn people off. So that's what I hope you got out of it. And God does not show favoritism. But some people, and again, I grew up in the Methodist church, and I know how some old saints can turn you so off that you don't want to go nowhere near a church. That happened to me. Because it's all these rules and regulations, you dress to this, you lipstick. I mean, it's so much rules that's not even in the word that you can get turned off. So for me, I shared what blessed me. So, again, I hope somebody got something out of it.
Yes, Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the young man saw what he saw in you, even though you was just really wanted to get back to your game and isolate, you didn't have it, like you said, the Holy Spirit had to speak to you twice to ask to tell him, you know what I'm saying? So it's like your presence was ministering to him, you know, and that question came out because he had saw something in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to you. It's like, man, I just want to get back to my game, get my car washed. And
man, and plus I'm irritated because I got a black car and nobody ever told me. Never had a black car before, but I thought it was cool. I can't stand it. It's like it's dusty. So I was kind of irritated about this black car that I got to keep getting clean. I miss my silver car because it could go weeks without, you know what I mean? So now I was irritated. But anyway, so yeah, thank you, Jeff, for hearing that. I'm sorry. Anybody else got anything?
I had a question.
Oh,
go ahead.
JC, and who else was that?
Adrian.
Okay, go ahead. Let JC go, Adrian, then you can go after.
All
right. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, go ahead, JC.
That wasn't JC, that was Lovely.
Go ahead, Bub.
I just wanted to let you know your declaration was really awesome. The thing that when you were saying about you and the young man that they didn't know if they knew
who's
Jesus
blowing
or not,
in the phone? I can't hear you.
I know. I would.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, stop.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I felt that way in the not too distant past.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I went to church. I was sent to church. I went to church. I went to several different denominations. You know, not really understanding who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear the songs, you know, and all of that. You hear the songs and you get yelled at because that's how I felt. I was being screamed at. I wasn't being taught. That's why being at the church that I am now and churches, the last couple of churches I've been, well, they've been Bible teaching so I can really get a better understanding of who God is, who
right.
Jesus is. The you know, you go to a certain denomination, they'll say, you know, that, you know, they don't believe in the Trinity. That confused me. It got rather confusing. But now, as I am where I am now, I am learning so much, growing so much, got a better understanding. And now I can truly and honestly say I do have a relationship with Jesus, because it was about the religion. You know, knowing all the right words, the right phrases, you know, being in the right cliques and all that stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that doesn't matter to me.
Right
now, my relationship with Jesus is the foremost, uppermost relationship that I'm working on, and that's key for me. And you just really opened up my eyes today about the relationship, knowing who Jesus is, and that's what it's basically all about. Love you.
Love you too. And you know what's beautiful? And again, it does make a difference when you know, like, not to knock how I was raised, you know, because that foundation was good too. But when you get to that place and you're being taught, and you're being taught how to understand the scriptures, and you have, you know what I mean, a teaching ministry makes a big difference. So I get it. It makes a big difference. So, yeah, thank you for that. Thank you so much. Go ahead, AJ.
Hey, y'all. Oh, sorry.
That's Lisa?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Adrian's going to go, and then you can go after him. Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
I was just going to say, one of the things that we can do is we can tell people, as Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Right.
Paul didn't mean that everything he was going to do was going to be correct and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But as he was following him, he was learning, and he was changing, and he was growing.
Right.
And so we have to understand that as we walk, we're still growing, we're still learning, we're still changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shouldn't be afraid to say, follow me as I follow Christ,
right,
because that's who's leading me, that's who I'm following. And so if you follow me, following him, I know that you'll be changed, and you'll get a chance to experience who he is.
Amen. It's like trusting the process. That's good. Thank you.
That's kind of along the lines.
That you is?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to a football game representing my nephew, being
tell
the auntie.
Tell him I said
okay?
The goat part. Oh.
Pray for him. Pray for him.
I got him covered.
I got
ejected
that.
From a football game, too. So, oh.
Uh-oh. You know what I was going to say right along the lines with what the brother just shared? You know, it's a process that we go through. And so I'm just learning really to let people be who they are,
mm-hmm,
because I don't want nobody to tell me how to live my life or how
right
to be. And the thing is, I know you talk about you being over the top and all that stuff, but that's uniquely you being created. Everybody's not the same. If we were, we'd be pretty boring, right?
Right?
And it takes a you to reach somebody else, and it takes a me to reach somebody else. So however we do it, the only thing I'm saying to people is when their lives don't line up with the word. Like a young girl called me today, and she got fired from her job, and she was like, you know, a little distraught and everything. And I was like, girl, you got a master's. You got the greater one on the inside of you. You know what? That wasn't probably the fit. And it turns out that's what they said. It wasn't a good fit. But I know her personality. Now, her personality is outspoken. She doesn't hold her peace. She's very vocal. She can not respect authority. Those things right there is what we should be showing people, especially the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything else, when we can be real and be our authentic self, so when people trying to tell you to turn it down, there's no who God got you turned up for. So if we are concerned about following Christ, just as the young man just said, if we're concerned about following Christ, then people can see us. But they got to know, and we got to tell them, we're not perfect. There
right
was only one perfect person that walked this earth that got it right. So as we are walking out the process, as we are living, we are growing. I believe that since we are preordained, predestined to be saved, election, by people don't talk about that, but I believe in it. God already knew I was going to be saved. He already knew there was an appointed time when my eyes would come open to the truth of who he is, and
right,
that would be it. I would be sold out. When I first got saved, my mind wasn't made up. I was straddling the fence. At this point in my life, now I'm sold out. It's a process that people go through, so we're patient with them in their process, just as God was with us, right?
Yes.
So just believing, that's how we can continue to intercede for people. That's how we can not condemn them in the situation that they're in right now. If they're in the church, and I'm going to share this tomorrow, faith comes by hearing. They're hearing the word. It's the word that convicts us. It's the word that changes us by his spirit. He does the work.
Yes.
We just got a responsibility to be responsible for ourselves.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do believe also that if you draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. And even if you're in a place where you're not able to grow, if you have a sincere desire to know God, he'll avail himself to you, and you can know the truth. Because a lot of people, a lot of churches weren't teaching like we get teaching now, but
mm-hmm,
they still love God.
Right.
They still love God. They still say they ain't getting it all right. They ain't
mm-hmm
crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's and all prophetic or pathetic, whatever. But they still love God, right?
Amen.
Thank you, sister.
I love that, Lisa. Lisa, what's the name of the church again? I was trying to tell Diane.
Glory Worship Center.
Glory Worship Center. Okay.
Amen.
I'm excited for you.
Love y'all. Excellent declaration, Dee Dee. Love you for life.
Thank you.
Tell
you. Go get it. I'm going to be praying.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Yeah,
bye. Love y'all.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? No? All righty. We can go ahead and get it wrapped on up.
Dee.
Yeah.
Where is the church located?
In Manteca.
Oh.
I know. No. We have to take a field trip. That's the first weekend, too, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, wow. All right. I'll catch you one Sunday, though. Okay, cool.
That's me, Mary. Me, Mary, is that you?
Yes, that was me.
All good. Everything, you know.
Everything. I don't really want to hear it, Mary.
Pastor Lavelle, no more pathetic words from you. Do you have anything to share, sir?
Was that you that needed to be muted? That's all I want to know.
He stay on a mute. Do you have something to share, Pastor Lavelle? Now he's going to act like he can't hear.
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, brother.
You just said Pastor Lavelle.
Yeah, I call him Lavelle at times. He know. He just be acting up. Is there anybody want to say anything before we go on and say good night? Because I got to rest my throat. Y'all think I'm playing. I really might have to be called to sing this weekend. I got to be ready.
Make sure you drink you some tea.
So do I put lemon in it or honey?
No, no lemon, because lemon makes you dry. A little honey and just a little touch of cinnamon.
Okay.
Or cayenne pepper.
Okay. Cayenne pepper. It might mess up my soprano.
Throat coat.
No, but would I mess up my soprano?
No, it won't mess up your falsetto either.
It'll help the anointing. I swear it will.
Okay, I love y'all. All righty, my black people and every other color people of the rainbow. I'm sorry, D.P.O.
I don't want to get off, no.
Okay, well, what do you want to pray or want to talk about something?
I just want to listen.
Well, my battery is at 18%, so
Well, I want to just say thank you to Brother Adrian, if he's still on the line, for joining us, and we just wrap up the end of the week. Like I said, if you love to, we'd love to have you share. We are always welcome. This is what this forum is for. You can share a testimony, a lesson, a song, but you have to be able to sing, and that's what Friday Night Live is for. So.
Well, I think I can sing, baby. I do. I think I can sing. I do believe I can.
Amen. Any Friday you want to, is that Patty laughing? I know you'll laugh, Patty. Patricia Caldwell. All right. Nobody wants to hang up. Nobody want to talk. So we just play phone
breathing. I thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. It is encouraging to hear people coming together and talking about the Lord and about their experiences. There are a lot of times when I've heard people talk about things and, you know, our responses sometimes are not the way they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that if we listen to what Christ is telling us, there are times when he's right there and he's telling you exactly who to talk to, what to say, and other people will be telling you that's not where you need to be or that's not what you need to be doing. And see, we are his. We are not the world. So we have
right.
to go where he says, and we have to not be afraid. One of the things I like about my pastor, one of the things he said is, we talk about the Lord as our shepherd, but do we really think about what a shepherd does?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I was going through some issues, which I still am dealing with some things. But I find that a shepherd is one that if there's a sheep that keeps not going the direction he should go, that the shepherd breaks the sheep's leg, and then he carries that sheep while he's leading the flock to where it needs to go, and he feeds that sheep, and he takes care of that sheep, all while that sheep's leg is broken. And so when that sheep's leg is healed, that sheep now recognizes that he can trust and will follow the shepherd wherever he goes. So in our lives, there are times when the Lord breaks our leg in a way, not physically, but in a way that we can't go places that we used to go, we can't go to people we used to go to, we can't do the things that we used to do. And so we're at a standstill where we can't go anywhere.
Right.
So we have to lean on him and let him carry us and take care of us until he's ready to let us down. And then once we're down, we recognize that we can trust him and follow him. And it's okay to you know, follow where he leads. So for us, I recognize that we're in the stage where we have to learn how to really trust him and know that he has us.
I like that analogy. That's so true.
That's a wonderful analogy.
Isn't that? I like that. That's why both my legs broke right now.
Oh, I'm sitting here watching this woman with this bad weave. I'm sitting in the car waiting for her to go out and roll with. But, but you know what? What's so profound about that, that God allows pain? Because I can just imagine just in the breaking of the legs, a lot of for pain.
Right.
And still he brought some comfort by still picking the sheep up. You know, when you think about the instinct of an animal, you know, whatever, and how we care for our animals, our dogs, cats, or whatever, that was something that the animal related to, that even though there was pain caused, that there was some comfort. And that's what God allows for us. You know, he allows pain to drive us right back to him because we need to know where we can find the comfort and the assurance and the safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of who he is in our lives. I love what Adrian said. That was wonderful. You stick with that pastor. He teaches something good.
I know. That must be good. I think I might have to go check that pastor out, too. I know a man.
Where you go?
I know. Hello?
Didi.
Yes, Brother Jeff.
Is it any way that Bubbly could get the code to Brother Adrian for the men's call on Thursday night? Is Pastor Lavelle still on the line?
Pastor Lavelle is, I think, and Brother Adrian is still on the line, so I'm sure that information can get to Brother Adrian.
Yeah, Brother Adrian, we welcome our brothers on Thursday night. We have a call for just the men on Thursday night, but it's a different code from the regular line. Same number, but a different code. We welcome you on Thursday nights. At 6 o'clock, my brother.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, thanks.
Good. We'll make sure you get the information, Brother Adrian.
Mm-hmm. And it's no women allowed, so we won't.
No women. No women. Get on that call.
At all. I don't have a code.
It's all for the brothers.
I don't have it, and neither do I.
But y'all connected to Pastor Lavelle. Pastor Lavelle can get him the code. I can't get to him right now.
Lavelle ain't nobody no code either.
He ain't said nothing.
Pastor Lavelle, where you is? He better quit acting
I'm watching Dragonfly Jones, Dee Dee. I'm sorry.
Okay, can you share something? Because I need you to speak. I need you to quit watching Martin. You already gave a pathetic word. And say something encouraging to the people.
Okay, you want to hear another pathetic word?
No, we need
Ravonna, did you hear the pathetic word he gave Lisa?
Yes, today is Friday.
Oh, no, and then tomorrow is Saturday.
I received it.
I'm speaking in the pathetic, y'all. Y'all need to please respect my matriculation of my anointment.
respect your what, Jesse Jackson?
I'm coming from the Book of Theologians tonight.
Not today.
First theologian. No, really awesome job. Awesome job. Everyone hit everything. I mean, there's really nothing else to say.
Because I was irritated and I really wanted him to just go? No, I didn't want him to just go.
No, I mean, but look how there's the truth behind Romans 8:28. All things work together for good because
right.
it still worked out for the good. And God used you in a way to glorify him through that brother. And so that was so awesome to the fact that you were still able to witness in spite of your unwilling attitude. Can I say it that
I
way?
I was irritated because that car, why you didn't tell me not to get a black car? Who does that? Somebody should have told me.
Okay, well, Let me speak in the pathetic.
Okay, so who got a detail, Shep? I just need a detail. That's it.
I think, Didi, also we have to be very careful, and I was my own self-worst enemy, and mm-hmm. I thank God that I'm able to grow past all my failures of that. I think that's why I was talking to someone today why young people are not in church anymore, why they don't go to church no more. Mm-hmm. And I think is number one is because we're afraid to tell people where we come from to where we are. We want people to believe that we've been saved our whole life. And that's not true. We have not been saved our whole life. Some of us are still all of us are still struggling with some level of sin in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say that, no, that's not me, then you're a liar and the truth is not in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says all have sinned and all are still sinning at some level or another. And it's not the same sin because we're all different individuals, but we must all understand that we're all struggling with something. And we got to let people know where we've come from and say, like you did to the young man, if God could do it for me, he can do it for you too.
Right.
I mean, that is totally important. Brother Adrian, awesome word. I could have sworn he's been listening to my 23rd Psalm declaration for the last month on the shepherd breaking the sheep's legs. But if you notice that when he breaks the sheep's legs, the sheep stays close to the shepherd. Everywhere the shepherd goes, the sheep stays close to him. And sometimes God has to literally break us down sometimes. You know, sometimes he has to take away our toys, you know, in order to get our attention, to keep us close to him. And so that's very, very important. But there's a great falling away from the church, y'all, a great falling away. And have we ever stopped to ask anybody why don't young people come to church anymore or what have you? You know, I mean, we need to be able to tell people what happened to us to get us to where we are now. And we're afraid to tell people, you know. And so many people in the church got one wing and they swear the other one is coming COD, and it ain't happening. It ain't happening. I mean, it's just too many folks that's been born in the baptismal pool. Your halo is just a little too tight. You need to loosen it up a little bit because you got some problems. You got some issues just like I got some issues. I'm done.
This is Andrew, and I just want to piggyback on to what Lavelle was talking about in terms of why there's a great falling away. It's not just with the young people. It's with everybody. But we also have to remember, everybody's not going to the church to see God, to seek him, to praise him. Some are going because of the social context. A lot of the friends that they have go there. They're looking for a husband. They're looking for a good woman to date. Some are going because of the ceremonial aspect. It's what we do on Sunday. Good people go to church on Sunday and get home in time to watch the game. Some are just going because they're living in the household where the rule is everybody under this roof goes to church. And they're going reluctantly, not really wanting to pay attention or take part, but they have to have their butt in the pew, else they can't stay with grandma or they can't stay with, you know, with mom and dad anymore. And some are going seeking, but everybody isn't. And for those people that choose to just be, to have the form of religion but deny the power thereof, as soon as they get tired or as soon as someone steps on their feet or as soon as the preachers change or as soon as they get kicked out the choir or anything else happens, they'll either change churches and spend a good part of their life just like hitting and missing different congregations, or they'll go home and stay home and listen to the services on the radio, internet, or maybe they just turn their back on the church altogether, go to Buddhism, go to Islam, go to something else. Or they'll just tell you, I don't really believe in organized religion. but I'm just very spiritual. And take the point where as long as they're believing in God, they're all right, and they're doing better than those satanic worshipers. So, yeah, there's a great falling away, but a lot of people just choose not to seek God. It's our job to compel them to Christ, not just tell them to come to church, but come to church and seek the Lord himself. And we have to do that by example. We got to do that, like, out in the street when they can see us. We have to do it in our home when only a few people get a really microscopic view of our walk. We have to do it constantly and then pray and ask the Holy Spirit to steer us to the people that need to hear us, because Paul said that he planted, Apollonius watered, but God gave the increase. A lot of times they're not going to be swayed by just what you tell them, but you piggybacking on top of what the other four people told them will get them in. And as long as they get on the side of the Lord, as long as they give their heart to Christ, we all win. But that's what's going on right now.
Andrew, did you say Apollonia?
Apollonius.
Or was that Apollos?
Lavelle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to mute him. Thank you, Brother Andrew. You already know Lavelle got major issues on Friday. That was good. And that you're right, because, you know, I'm noticing even more, like you were saying, there's people that I know, you know, although they were raised in the church and stuff, and now all of a sudden they don't believe, or they say they don't. It's a creator, or what's the other word they're using? And I don't want to say.
Higher power.
Thank you. Higher power. And then there, you know, it's God. It's so much going on with the. It's just a lot of, and I know it's warfare too, because a lot of people that I know, they don't go, like you said, they don't go. They're not going anywhere.
Well, see, in this day and age of instant everything,
mm-hmm.
and when you can customize just about anything you can purchase,
right?
From, you know, you can customize your car. You can get a Maybach, and they measure you and build the car according to your physical specification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They try to customize their faith, too.
Right.
It's not even a faith, their religion.
Mm-hmm.
See, what a lot of people do is they have their own lifestyle.
Mm.
There are things that they just like to do. And what they do is they hit church after church until they find a church that doesn't frown on what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're comfortable. And
right.
then they'll just go because, you know, going to church means a difference, you know. But it's like going to church doesn't make me a Christian any more than me walking through the ER makes me a heart surgeon. I'm just there.
Right.
That's all I am. And the church itself, a lot of times, depending on the church that you go to, now I grew up in a Baptist church, but under certain preachers, they never really made like a conscious effort to draw a difference between accepting Christ and joining the church. Joining the church just means you got voting rights. If you could go to business meeting and say something, okay, whether you were a kid or whether you were a full-grown adult, accepting Christ meant that you made him your Lord and Savior. But see, on either point, you know, they'd sing the introductory song.
Mm-hmm.
The deacon would stand up in front of the pulpit with the chair and stand behind it. And if you go up there and you sit in the chair and everybody's singing for you and praying for you, and then you give your statement,
mm-hmm.
and then you get the right hand of fellowship, and they baptize you, and there you are.
Right.
But see, you might not have actually accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You just joined the church.
Exactly.
But they make it seem like they're both one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are the folks that, you know, learn the language of the church, and they've been in the church 50 years. Granddaddy may have laid the cornerstone.
Exactly.
But they're no closer to knowing the Lord for themselves,
mm-hmm.
than they were the day before they decided to sit in the chair.
Man, you know, and that's like, when I was told, and I could share this because it was funny, but it was sad to me because this person really felt that way about being married in the church. You have to get married inside of the church, and it has to be a Baptist church, or you're not married in God's eyes. I was like, that's sad to me. That's really sad. Because that's what some people are, like you said, they're so caught up in rituals, and that's a ritual. So I was like, okay, well, no need, enough. I'm learning not to argue. Sometimes some people, there's not even any, don't even say nothing. Because some people really, you just have to not even say anything. Or for me, because it's fallen on serious deaf ears.
If I may say, a lot of people, let me phrase that. There are a lot of pastors, and I'm not saying all pastors, I'm just saying there are a lot of pastors who never really talked or told their parishioners or people to develop a relationship with Christ. They never made him personable to where he would be someone that they could talk to, someone that they could go to and find their responses and find their answers. Like, I was at a church where a pastor told me, you have to go through me to get to Christ. I'm like, hold up, who are you?
Right, yeah.
So, there are a lot of people out here don't know they can have a relationship with Christ like that.
That's true.
And we have to explain to them, you can have a relationship with him. He's that personable.
That's so true, Adrian.
And then the other thing is, there are a lot of people falling out from church. But if you remember... the one with the issue of blood. Remember Christ was walking and all these people were pressing about him, all touching him, all around him, and not one was seeking anything from him. They were just gawkers, paying it, you know, just going with the flow, following, being observant, watching. But this one was like, I need something from him, and I believe I can get it from him. And it was the one that pressed through. We are the ones that God has called to press through. Now we just have to help the others to understand being around him is not helping you. You have to get in him to understand and to feel and to recognize that you're safe.
Love that. I love that. Thank you. Brother Adrian, come on. We'll be ready for you to write your paper too. Thank you for that. Anybody else got anything? My brothers and my sisters? Okie dokie. Well, does anybody have a prayer request that's pressing? We can cover you before so nobody will get off the call feeling heavy. We don't want anybody to be heavy or sad, or we're going to have a good, peaceful rest tonight.
Just lift me up in prayer, please. I had a bout with prostate cancer and overcame it, and then the doctor told me it came back, but I'm not worried.
No.
And I'm not stressing.
Amen.
But I could use the prayer.
We got you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, Brother Adrian. Okay. Anybody else? No? Everybody hang up? Is anybody left on the call?
I'm still here.
I'm still listening. Well, I'm still listening.
I'm still here.
Well, okay. You can also continue to lift up Pretty Patrice and Brother Jeff. I've been a little over 2 weeks I've been out the hospital, so I'm still thanking him and praising him.
Okay.
So, lift me and my wife up as well.
Gotcha. Anybody else?
Yeah, can you lift up my family, the Randall family. Still.
The Randall family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didi, guess what? After all of that stuff that Isaiah... and I went through. He gets a call after we basically got the air cleared that he is going to be working at Chevron. He starts his training on the 20th.
Okay, so you know when I see Black, I'm going to choke him in his neck, right? I'm going to choke. Hey, man.
And choke Black. Everybody say choke Black.
I love getting him. Oh, that's a blessing. And I don't know if you guys paid attention this morning, but when we were praying for Pamela's son, had went to the parking garage and didn't return, well, he's safe. So praise God for
Amen.
That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also,
he went to get the car and was, I don't know the details, but I got a text that he was safe, so amen.
Yeah. Also, y'all, I'm glad that I'm in a position as supervisor now for Sacramento County Waste Management. If you know someone, I did interviews all day yesterday and today, and if y'all really know someone that's really considering a job in sanitation, I mean, where else you going to make $32 an hour to pick up trash and get paid every week and with full benefits and all of that? If you really know somebody that's serious, tell them to get in contact with me, but I'm not gonna play with them or anything like that. This is serious business because my name and my job is on the line. So if
gotcha.
Y'all really know someone that really wants to work, and I'm not
okay.
talking about playing, but
right.
really wants to work, y'all please let me know.
Okay. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Send me the information, brother, because I think I have a person in that area, so that might be. And they're reliable because I wouldn't even refer anybody that's whack. So we have Adrian. We already trust in Jehovah Rapha and his faith. Oh, my God, he's just so, man, you got me excited because we already know you're healed. Praise report for Pamela Jordan, and we claim healing for Pretty Patrice. And Brother Jeff and the Randall family, we are lifting them up. And Black got that job. He gonna need a neck brace, though, when I'm done. I just have to throw that in there. But so can I get somebody to pray? Does anybody – I should have about everybody be talking, like, on collective prayer. So who wants to pray us out? Hello?
I'll pray you out. Oh,
okay.
So who is that? Go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go right ahead, brother.
All right. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we bless you and thank you and lift you. You are God. Beside thee, there is no other God. You heard the prayer request. I pray now in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless Brother Adrian. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus for healing right now in his body. I pray now, God, for each and every victor on this line, God, those who are standing in need of employment, God, I pray that we can be a beacon light and show someone the way, God, and even where your will and your word is concerned, God, I pray now, God, that you would allow our lights to shine before men that they may see our good works, just like our sister Dee Dee did, God, in leading that young man to Christ, God. I pray, God, that we can also be willing vessels for you, God, even when we don't want to, God, and we understand that's what a sacrifice of praise is, that when we're tired, we'll praise you anyway. When we don't feel like it, we'll praise you anyway. When we don't want to, we'll praise you anyway. I thank you tonight, God, for all of these victors. I thank you, God, for the word that you've given our sister Dee Dee tonight. I pray that you would continue to encourage her heart as we dismiss from this line, but never from your presence. Go with us, stand by us, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger until we meet tomorrow morning. We'll be so ever careful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Adrian, we have a 6 o'clock a.m. call, too, and you're welcome every morning. 7 days a week. If you can call in, call in. We'd love to hear your sound.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is it, Brother Adrian, are you in a different time zone from the West Coast?
If you could just send me the information, I'll join.
He's in California, Brother Jeff. He thinks you're like in Zamunda somewhere. He's like in a different time zone.
Oh, okay.
No.
Bubbly invited him, so she can get information.
All yeah.
Right, y'all. Amen.
All right, so if all minds are clear, love you all, and we will meet up again in the morning.
In the morning.
Oh, my voice. Hey, Ravonna, you hear that? I hit that note.
Blessings and peace.
I thought your throat was something was wrong with your throat.
It was, but she told me to drink some tea, so I was sipping on some tea, so it's getting better. So then if I get some good sleep and everything and wrap up with a scarf when I sleep at night, because I sleep with the fan on, so probably I should stop sleeping with the fan on.
Yes, you should, sweetie.
But
yeah,
it'd be hot, though. What else can I do?
You can have the fan on, just don't have it blowing directly on you. Just turn it away from you, and it'll keep the room cool without it you getting sick.
It's messing up your throat.
Okay, but let me tell y'all this. I'm only hot from the neck up, so I had a fan on the dresser, and it'd be blowing right in my face, but I'd be wrapped up in cover from the neck down.
Wow. No, you can't do that. You can't have it blowing directly because your head gonna be sweating, and it's going to get you.
Oh, icky. And then my poor husband, okay, then never mind, because he'd be, poor baby, he'd be cold. Well, thank you. I'm going to try tonight, but I don't know if I'm going to make it through the whole night.
All right, that puzzle stuff. Okay.
Good night, all. Love you.
Good night.
Diddy?
Yes.
Diddy?
Yes.
Before you go, I got one more pathetic word.
Lavelle, what is your pathetic word?
One pathetic inclination of the summation of the pericope that I'm about talk about.
You know who you sound like? Remember on, what was the show, In Living Color? Remember when Damon Wayans would be talking? And
yeah.
That's who you sound
my
like.
Espiotic fluids and all that, right, yeah. Anyway, today is Friday. You received that?
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Last Friday was Friday, too.
Good night. I can't. Good night.
Go get some help, man. Bye. I love y'all.
Take care.
Bye.